Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I have a great show outlined for you guys. Got a couple of new guests. We have a gentleman by the name of Gary Christensen, who is very, very a prolific letter writer, who is a former finance director for a large school district in Alaska, big credit of the Federal Reserve. He's going to be chatting with us. I have a gentleman by the name of David Rodriguez, who is his passion is improving education in the United States. He's going to be chatting with us. We're going to be doing our regular roundtable. And we're going to be chatting in the next segment with our Washington insider, Glenn Downs. But we're starting out with Jeff Deist. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute. Just before I turn the mic over to Jeff, I want to say that we will be posting a missive from Mises 6 days a week starting today. They have one Monday through Friday, and then they have one on the weekend. I think you folks will really, really enjoy that. Jeff, tell us about the value of what you teach at Mises.
Well, I hope what the value is that it explains to people the real world economics that they can't get. They certainly won't get in high school or college curriculums in most colleges around the country. And frankly, we're at a time now where economic ignorance, not only illiteracy, but innumeracy is so widespread in our society that, you know, it allows demagogues to rise in politics because they can promise people things that are just completely crazy, completely inconsistent with economic realities and the laws of economics. So what we're hoping to do is create momentum for the growing Austrian movement. And it's really a movement that risked falling by the wayside. You know, Ludwig von Mises himself was badly treated by academia here in the U.S., and some of his successors were not considered in the forefront of the mainstream of the economics profession by any stretch. And I think if the Mises Institute and other organizations hadn't come along to sort of resurrect and support the brand, you know, it might have disappeared. But we're here, and we are working hard around the clock to make sure that, you know, our perspective and an Austrian perspective is making its way slowly but surely into the economics mainstream.
Jeff, I personally get that daily email that comes out from Mises, and it's always quite an interesting topic that you guys cover. And it changes every day from economics to politics to a blend of everything. So I really enjoy that. But when people go on your website or even down to the campus down there, what do you recommend they check out to really get their hands wet when it comes to Austrian economics?
Well, Corey, I think you have to start with the foundation when you build a house. And Austrian economics is, like all rigorous study, is not for everyone simply because it's not always easy. We tend to want to run before we can walk. And the problem is that when you want to learn something and then apply it, hopefully, to your life to benefit yourself, you really have to start with the fundamentals. And there's some of the great Austrian works of Mises and Hazlitt and Hayek and Murray Rothbard are a good place to start. And those can oftentimes be found on our website free of charge in the form of a PDF, and oftentimes at very, very low cost, you know, just sort of break-even cost in the form of an e-book. So there's no lack of free or nearly free content for folks who want to study what I would call real-world economics. But the problem is, of course, having sort of the motivation, the time to do so. But the good news is that you don't have to go to college anymore. You don't have to sign up for boring classes that take place every Tuesday evening at a certain time. You don't have to sit through lectures on someone else's schedule. You can do all this in the form of self-study. And I mean, that's really the internet and now the online learning platform revolution, is that you can be at home and you can have at your fingertips all the wisdom of the Austrian School of Economics at an exceedingly low cost, if not free. So really, the only excuse or motivation one might have is just their own level of interest.
Jeff, Mark Thornton, who was on our show, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, who is a senior resident, a fellow at the Ludwig von Mises Institute, wrote an article that it'll be up on our site here shortly. It had to do with a book called The Tao of Capital, and as Mark said, this article is entitled The Tao of the Austrian Investor. You know, I got to tell you, if more people were familiar with Austrian economics, your universe would expand dramatically, I would think, from you've got very successful, highly intellectual people who are big supporters of the Mises Institute. It really, this needs to get down to what I would call everybody, and not just people who are highly focused on Austrian economics. Because I got to tell you, man, I think that our listeners, anybody who is not familiar with Austrian economics, will realize that what we're talking about on this show and have been talking about on this show for the past 10 years is, I mean, it's right out of the Mises Institute. Austrian economics, to me, is one simple thing: common sense. What do you think about that?
Well, it's true that in the financial investor class, many hedge fund managers are familiar with the tenets of Austrianism. Whether they agree with them or not, they have to be familiar with them simply because it's part of their job fund managers to understand, the different points of view. I would argue that economics is a complete science. You have to look at whole. You can't sort of separate parts because it's interconnected. But I think an Austrian understanding of money and credit, especially monetary policy and what central banks do, would be absolutely essential to any investor, individual investor, not just hedge fund managers, for instance. But knowledge of Austrian economics or interest in Austrian economics has not so much gotten into the political class and sort of the academic class that oftentimes is nothing more than a mouthpiece for the political class. So I think that it's a great antidote to sort of what's coming out of the mainstream on TV. And when you start to study this stuff and when you start to understand money and credit from an Austrian perspective, I think it really brings home a larger political point of what a severe crisis we're in with respect to the U.S. dollar and what the Fed's doing.
Jeff, I think you bring up a good point there that Austrian economics is in the minds of a lot or all economic people out there, investors too, or at least it should be, but it hasn't really made its way into politics. And it's something I find that I'm saying and noticing more often is that the younger generation is starting to learn more about Austrian economics. I think there was this gap there where Austrian economics really came out of favor, and not that it's back in favor right now by any means, but there is more of an interest in there, I think, because of what the Fed is doing. And do you think that this younger generation or my generation that's coming up provides more hope that Austrian economics can work its way into politics?
Well, the young people today certainly understand that they have a sense that they're being ripped off. They have a sense that much of the value of saving and investing and working hard to build for your future, it has been pulled out from under their feet, and things that their parents and grandparents' generation could count on can no longer be counted on by them. And I think there's an uneasy sense amongst 20-somethings, especially in the U.S. today, and I think that explains in part the youth interest in the Ron Paul revolution. How one goes about taking Austrianism and then applying it to, let's say, political philosophy, which is a wholly different science, a wholly different medium, is, I think, a discussion that we can have in the next segment, Al. But, I'm certainly optimistic, and I think that young people's dissatisfaction with the status quo is leading a lot of them to Mises and Rothbard.
You know, it's leading a lot of them to Mises and Rothbard. I don't think there's any question about that. I'm looking forward to continuing this discussion through a weekend special. This is a fascinating subject, and it's something that is right up all of our listeners' alley. We're going to be right back with the second segment.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, chatting with Glenn Downs, our Washington insider. Glenn, you know, we have a situation that's really right around the corner. The people have not been thinking about too much because of certainly the holidays and New Year's Eve right around the corner, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to come right up on the debt ceiling, man, in February. You hear anything about that back in Washington?
Well, that's right, Al. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew just sent
Congress a letter indicating they thought we would hit the debt ceiling. If everybody remembers, we just increased the debt ceiling. We in Congress, the country just increased the federal debt ceiling again just a few months ago. But now here we're going to hit it again. And that will refocus everybody on the crisis du jour, I suppose. We've talked about off air and elsewhere how, because nothing out there has really been solved and all kinds of machinations and tricks have been put into play in order to delay, in hopes that the economy can be stimulated or organically just get growing again. But of course it's not working. And we've done what looks like economic growth. It's really just been spending a whole bunch of more borrowed money. So our debt of all kinds has gone up, including federal debt, and the economy's not producing the revenue that it needs to for the, or this from the federal spending side, the federal debt and deficit side. So we've had some revenue increases, but they've just come because of the tax increases that were put in place this year. And there's another round of tax preferences that are going to go away at the end of this year. They're still going to, we're just delaying pushing that a little bit to date before we hit that debt ceiling again, and here we are.
Glenn, you said it perfectly, that they just keep on delaying. I like using the term keep on kicking the can further down the road, and it's something that the parties have continued to do. I think this will be our fourth time, I believe, talking about this debt ceiling, and every time the can is kicked further down the road, we delay. But this time, can it be any different? Right, we see on news headlines all the time that, you know what, Obama's approval rating is really low. Could this be the time when maybe the Republicans stand up and say, no more of this, we need to start cutting some expenses?
Probably not. Listen, the truth is, the only thing that's different this time is the can keeps getting bigger, so it gets harder to kick it further down the road. So every time they kick that can, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It gets kicked less farther and less farther and less further down the road. So we keep facing these increasingly large crises that keep coming at us wave after wave after wave. And there is some talk amongst Republican leadership and Republicans generally are trying to exact some sort of concessions on the spending side in return for increasing the debt ceiling. But the amount of leverage is not that great for Republicans holding just a kind of a narrow majority of one house of Congress. And frankly, there's a constituency, a constituent part of that Republican majority in the U.S. House that actually likes spending. That's part of how we got this latest spending deal that canceled partner sequestration. It was because the Republican speaker, Mr. Boehner, would have lost probably 20 Republicans over, or plus Republicans over the vote with the Democrats to probably cancel even more sequestration, because those guys and gals like to spend. They have constituencies and they think that spending is important, whether it's military spending or veteran spending or just retaining tax preferences for favored write-offs. And so, it's hard to, I don't want to sound so gloomy, but I think for the foreseeable future, it looks like we're going to just kick the can again, and we'll just sort of see how artfully it gets kicked this time, and what shape the kick takes. But that's the cycle we seem to be settled into. And of course, I've sort of decided the American bird needs to be changed from the eagle to the ostrich. Because most people, policymakers and the body politic, just want to put their head in the sand and hope that things get better. Buy more time, hope things organically get better. But as listeners to the Corlin Economics Report, pretty much universally know, there's big fundamental systemic things that need to be changed. And until you do that, you're not going to get growth and the like.
Well, I personally don't think you are, although I just really wonder how much farther down the road this can be kicked. I mean, pretty much everybody is starting to believe that we're rebounding and rebounding, in size. people look at the employment numbers that came out last Thursday, and they're saying, you know, this ain't so bad. And people are looking at the projected growth rate of over 3% in the gross domestic product, and they're saying, this ain't so bad. This is really working out just fine. You know, they don't understand why at this moment in time it's working out just fine. But I got to tell you, Glenn, I think as long as a lot of people have that philosophy, and God bless them if they do, because that's what's keeping us going right now, I think as long as people have that philosophy and are ostriches, for lack of better terms, I don't think anything's going to happen, at least in the near future.
Well, there are fewer people right now with full-time jobs than 8 years ago. And, of course, the labor force participation rate is now lower than it was going way back to before women first really began working in big, serious numbers several decades ago. So those are signs of a very sick underlying economy. And part of the reason why people are going out and borrowing and spending, one big category of borrowing right now in the private sector is automobile loans. People are really cunning on that side right now, but you're doing it based on, I think, a misdirected trust that things are, quote, unquote, getting better. So it's a real problem because you end up having, like John Maynard Keynes' paradox of thrift. If everybody sort of realizes, my gosh, the way to really become more economically strong is to live within your means, stop borrowing so much, stop spending so much, save, invest. Everybody did that in the aggregate. Consumer spending would just probably crater, and then the day of reckoning would be upon us. So, but that's part of the paradox, is that things look, the only reason things are looking better is because most people are ostriches. And when circumstances force people generally in the aggregate to pull their head out of the sand and look around, you can have, instead of making slow changes now that we might make things better in the long run with the choice that we're avoiding, instead it looks like we might end up having another, I think the highest probability is that we will have another crisis. And it's just a question of when and what form it will manifest itself in.
Well, you know, as a financial analyst by the name of David John Marotta said on Thursday, this guy's a Wall Street expert, he's a financial advisor, contributor to Forbes. Basically, he wrote in a note to his clients suggesting that they have guns and ammo in their possession. He says, quote, firearms are the last item on the list, but they are on the list. There are some terrible people in this world, and you are safer when your trusted neighbors have firearms.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone.
Fate TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fate TV by calling 877-5-FATE-TV or go to FateTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FateTV.com. Fate TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey, we uncovered a new website this week, and we have a new friend, okay? The website is called the Deviant Investor. Deviant Investor is originated by and the main writer for the Deviant Investor is a gentleman by the name of Gary Christensen. Gary sent me an email earlier in the week. I was quite frankly very impressed with the site. He feels philosophically exactly the same way as Corey and I do. He basically focuses on, surprise, surprise, gold, silver, the economy, and central banking. He's got a background that I would have to say fits in very well, allows him to do that with an amount of authority, in that he is a retired accountant. He was in charge of the financial affairs of a school district in Alaska. So we got a lot of time for this guy. Gary, tell us about your site. Why did you start doing it, and what's on there?
Well, I started doing it because I thought I had something to say. I enjoy looking at and understanding and thinking about gold and silver. My real orientation is technical analysis. Really enjoy looking at technical analysis and going through all the different possibilities of technical analysis. And that was what originated, was my original thought in creating it. It's DeviantInvestor.com, and it's called DeviantInvestor because I don't really subscribe to the mainstream approach. I see the mainstream approaches. Everybody should buy stocks and hold them forever, and gold is a useless idea, and silver is just something that they mine out of the ground, and people very often denigrate those, gold and silver as both as investments and as real value. So my point was, let's put out a Deviant website and put out a little bit more information about them, and gradually the word's getting out, along with many other good websites. I'm just one of many that are putting out the word. I got started into it about a year and a half ago, and it's been slowly building since then.
Gary, in the title of your website, Deviant Investor, pretty prominent word, you've mentioned that you are a technical guy. What are the technicals showing you right now? We have some guys who come on our show quite regularly, and they update us with their technicals. So I'm curious to see what you're seeing in the markets kind of tail end of this year, moving into next year.
Okay, and of course, technical analysis is a lot like beauty. It's somewhat in the eye of the beholder, but it's also somewhat scientific. And that's my qualifier on this. What I would say is that if I were looking at the stock market, it's hugely overbought. It's by most measurements in terms of technical analysis, it's very overbought. Fundamentally, it's very overbought. There's too much margin debt. It's been going up for too long. It hasn't had a correction in a long time. It's been levitated by Fed quantitative easing money. That would be my quick analysis on the stock market in regard to gold and silver. They've been absolutely trashed for the last 2.5 years, and they have been down hard. Sentiment levels are extremely low in gold and silver. If you talk to most people, not the ones here in the alternate community, but most people, they look at you and say, you got to be kidding. Gold and silver have been going down. They're going nowhere. I want to put my money in the stock market. It's going up. And I think that's a bad idea. I think contrarian thinking is more relevant. And right now, nobody's interested in gold and silver, so it seems to me like it's a good time. Now, the other thing I have to say about technical analysis, I really think that technical analysis is valuable up until 2008. And then after that, it seems like the world changed and Federal Reserve monetary policy is driving the markets far more than technical analysis. What good is technical analysis when it presumes that markets are determined or profoundly influenced by gross human behavior, when in fact markets are now more influenced and determined by algorithms, by computers trading with each other? So the value of technical analysis, I think, has decreased and is much less valuable on the day-to-day and week-to-week level and more valuable only at the very large scale level. I hope that makes sense. Does it?
You know, Gary, it makes all the sense in the world, and common sense logic would tell me that you'd have to be absolutely correct. And I know that a number of our listeners who are very active on our blog feel the same way that you do. I have to say, though, that we've got a couple of guys, Rick Ackerman, Richard Postma, Gary Savage, etc., who are very, very serious technicians, and some of their short-term calls are just uncanny. Accurate. I guess the conclusion that I've come to is that in the short term, TA works right now. In the mid to long term, you know, maybe not. Any comments on that?
Well, in regard to Rick Ackerman, I truly respect him and his sight and his short term calls. He seems to have a way of viewing the market that I don't have. I find what he does is very much an addition to what I do, which is to say, I want to listen to what he has to say, and I find his stuff valuable. I still think that there's a lot of value, though, in technical analysis in the long term. For instance, if you take the ratio of silver to the S&P and go back 30 or 40 years and look at that, you can see that right now, silver is very low, the S&P is very high, the ratio is quite low, and assuming that we don't have some sort of melt up in the stock market that continues this crazy levitation, it's ready to reverse. That is to say, the ratio should reverse, and that probably means silver would rally from here and the S&P would fall. Certainly silver would rally from here in its extremely oversold condition. The question I always keep coming back to is, if you have a market that is down 60%+ from its high, and it has intrinsic value, doesn't it sound like that pretty soon it's going to have to go back up? And for all the people that are skeptical or worried, I keep coming back to an argument like that. If the market has been seriously beaten down and it has a real value, and I'm not talking about something like Enron stock, I'm talking about something like silver or gold, they have real value, they must come back. Then you get into short-term technical analysis, as in this week, this month, or next month. And all I can say there is I'm looking for a bottom.
Gary, I found some of those comments quite interesting about, yes, short-term technical analysis can be quite different from long-term technical analysis. And definitely the gold and silver industry is one that has been around forever, and it's not just going to die out. We need to continue mining. We need resources. We need to be pulling them out of the ground. And that's where gold and silver, I believe, will just continue to come back in the long run. Give a little background on how you got into technicals and what you really pay attention to when you're looking at these markets.
Well, in terms of technicals, one of the reasons I got into technicals was because if you look at 500 different fundamentals, which ones do you evaluate? Which ones do you pay attention to? So if you don't have a really solid understanding of all those fundamentals and know what they mean, then you end up looking at it as I'm lost in the trees of too much information. So I went back to technical analysis and said, this is something with my scientific and accounting background that I can understand and that I can work with. And so if I just try to say, okay, fundamentally what should be going up and fundamentally what should be going down, and then technically I'll pick my timing, my turn points. So I use timing indicators. I use oscillators. I look at the relative strength. I use it with the MACD. I look at other indicators, the TSI I like. I've got some that I've individually developed, but that's the way I look at it. So in a sense, I came into technical analysis because that's my forte in terms of mathematical analysis, and I was overwhelmed by so much fundamental analysis.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. By the way, Gary will definitely be back on the show and in future dates. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back with Rick Rule.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome in. Corey and I are chatting right now with one of my best friends in this business. You know, a guy who I've known for, I think he likes to say 25 years. It's probably been that long. We both cut our teeth in Vancouver, British Columbia. Rick went to school up there. I started out quite a bit later than he did, but be that as it may. Rick Rule is a good friend. I think that his firm, Sprott, has been somewhat maligned in the last week or so. And as we promised our listeners over the weekend in an editorial that we did, we would get the exact story from Rick on Monday morning, and that's what we're doing right now. Rick, as a lot of the press out there, whether it's some of the websites that are kind of trying to do the same thing that we're doing, or whether it's some of the conventional media, i.e. the Wall Street Journal, folks like that, they are painting the situation with Sprott as being not an evolutionary move on the part of Sprott, but as a, what's the best way to put this? I guess I would say a solution to a major problem. Now, from everything that I have been able to research over the last few days and for everything that I know about your firm, the latter is not the case at all. You guys are simply evolving into a bigger firm, and your asset base, your capital base, contrary to what some people are thinking, has actually grown substantially. Can you comment on some of this?
Well, once again, Al, you got it right, and all those other idiots got it wrong. What you say is very much true. There has been a suggestion, first of all, that the Sprott asset base has shrunk substantially. That's not true. The asset base associated with our publicly traded mutual fund platform and the hedge fund platform has shrunk, as has the asset base of every similar natural resource and precious metals manager in the world. But the truth is that the overall platform at Sprott, including the physical precious metals trusts and our recent mandates with large institutional investors, has in fact grown over time. Perception that the market has that Sprott is shrinking is precisely wrong. Sprott is transforming. It's also worthy to note that as the natural resource and precious metals markets recover, which, as you know, they will, bear markets being the author of bull markets, the platforms that those pundits talk about, specifically the open-ended mutual funds and the hedge funds, will recover as well. With specific regards to the suggestions with regards to Eric Sprott, those are wrong as well. Eric has moved from being the sole portfolio manager of the funds under his mandate to being part of a team, part of an effort that's consistent all the way through Sprott. Because we are managing in various silos for various investors with various time frames, we have moved away from sole responsibility portfolio manager to team portfolio manager. So, as an example, we're able to increase the influence of our technical services team, the geologists and engineers that perform technical due diligence on mining and oil and gas companies for us. And so what's happening with regards to Eric's portfolio is mirrored by what's happening in other places in the firm. The idea that we would de-emphasize the input of Eric Sprott, whose name is on the door, is silly. When you have access to an intellect like that, you use it. And we intend to continue to use it as, among other things, the chief investment strategist for the firm.
Rick, you brought up some interesting points here that I think we really need to focus on. And that is, yes, the firm is changing how they manage this money and how they manage their own money. And they're switching into teams, which I personally think is a good move. It really helps bring more minds together to, well, hopefully make better investment decisions. It also sounds like the Sprott group is diversifying, something that we talk about quite a bit, that instead of just focusing on, say, these hedge fund assets that reading in these stories have gone down, you guys have assets in other areas that are probably more strategically placed to help you guys move forward so that you're not impacted as much by these huge swings in the metal prices. And maybe my question to you is, moving forward in Sprott, what are some of the investment decisions you guys are making? You are still very much in the precious metals industry, correct?
Yeah, we're precious metals and natural resource investors, basically. But your question is very perceptive. We've gone from the point in time, say, 2007, 2008, where 90% of the firm assets would have been in hedge funds that we manage and mutual funds that we manage, to the point where about 22% of the firm assets are in those business lines. We have a very large physical precious metals trust business, the New York Stock Exchange Traded Trusts, that are the Sprott Physical Gold Trust, the Sprott Physical Silver Trust, and the Sprott Physical Platinum and Palladium Trust. We have a large bridge and mezzanine lending business within Sprott Inc. We, of course, have the U.S. businesses that I run, the Sprott Global businesses, and we have a listed private equity business. We also have two recent mandates, one with Zijin Mining Company, a partially state-owned Chinese firm that's the largest non-ferrous metals mining company in China, and a brand-new institutional mandate on behalf of, in conjunction with Lori Bank, on behalf of Korea Electric Power National Pension Service of Korea. So while we still regard ourselves and are regarded in the market as important players in natural resources and precious metals in terms of our publicly traded mutual fund platform and our hedge fund platform, that business is now complemented by a much, much, much broader multi-strategy approach to natural resource and precious metals investing.
Rick, I got to tell you, I saw this thing coming here probably a number of years ago when you got involved with Eric. When Sprott Global came into existence, your firm evolved into Sprott Global, same location down in just north of San Diego, but it strikes me that that was just another transition move into growing the company. And for years and years and years, Eric's firm was centered in Toronto, and the business was all done out of Toronto. Now it's truly I would almost have to say a multinational firm with major offices not only in Toronto but also in California, you know, where you're located. I don't understand how all of this brouhaha is being construed as really anything other than positive. And I got to tell you, man, the reason I say that is because we're involved in a very volatile industry. You have your ups and you have your downs. But it strikes me that you guys are compensating for those ups and downs by simply diversifying. I applaud that, and you know, you're getting huge, huge clients because of that, and by that I mean national governments are now clients of Sprott, correct?
That's correct. You know, Eric has grown this business, and to a lesser extent, I've grown my part of his business for 30 years through the aggressive deployment of capital during market bottoms. I said on your show many times that in the resource business, you are either a contrarian or you are a victim. At Sprott, we have an absolutely exemplary balance sheet. It's about $340 million in working capital and no debt. we generate positive cash at a market bottom. One consequence of that strength is that Sprott will be able to grow during this down market through acquiring other money management firms that, although they have human talents, don't have the scale by themselves to grow in a bad market like this. Adding those platforms to our franchise will help both sides grow, and you will see Sprott continue to grow via the acquisition of very high quality competitors who become collaborators in this space. So the trends that you have seen with regards to our broadening our mandates in natural resources and precious metals will continue. And people who look at Sprott as a business need to differentiate us from other financial services concerns in at least two important ways. One, we don't try and be in all businesses. We don't try and be a financial service, you know, supermarket. We focus on natural resources and precious metals only, and we do that because we've done it for 30 years and we do it well. Secondly, when you look at our business, when we talk about the fact that we're concerned about the over-indebted nature of the financial service business and the over-indebted nature of government, we eat our own cooking. At Sprott, we have no debt. We have $340 million in net working capital and no debt. And when people look at Sprott in terms of using us as investors or to invest with us, I think it's important that people consider the fact that we do one thing, which we do well, and that we also eat our own cooking with regards to our balance sheet. All cash, no debt. Very important for people to consider, particularly people who suggest in some way, shape, or form that we're weak. Most of our competitors have less than 10% of their total balance sheet represented by equity. The rest is debt. We are 100% equity. It's very, very, very difficult to go broke when you have no debt.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the final word on some very major misconceptions, in my opinion, regarding one of the strongest financial firms in the world. Rick, thanks for your time.
Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.